This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. About 3 years ago, Bert Wenner wrote about his family's history. A copy of his story is at the Rose Oconee Museum. I'll read from part of his story telling about life during the Depression for him and his four brothers and their parents. Obviously, ensuring bare subsistence was the goal during those difficult Depression years, and every member of the family was assigned tasks. As soon as each boy was old enough, around age 5, he had regular daily chores. The oldest helped Dad take care of the cattle, including feeding and milking the cows and processing the milk. The next son took care of the poultry, pigs, and sheep. The youngest brothers helped to prepare food, wash dishes, swept floors, hoed gardens, and helped with the laundry. In the winter, all of us were involved in hauling hay and shoveling snow from our house to the main highway, an eighth of a mile. Each boy had one pair of shoes, new in the fall and outgrown by spring. Then he sometimes went barefoot all summer with new shoes again in the fall. Each kid wore chambray shirts and denim pants, which were hemmed above the knees when the legs became tattered. Each lad also wore outgrown clothing of other brothers, and gifts to the family of used clothing were welcomed. Beginning as young as 13 or 14, we took full-time summer jobs to earn money for school clothes and for sundry items we lacked, like pocket combs, toothbrushes, and watches. I bought my first bicycle at age 16 for $5 from a neighbor kid who was moving to another state. Our parents sacrificed the most by avoiding needed dental work and routine medical care for themselves. Mother needed false teeth by age 35, and so did Dad in his late 40s. When Dad finally visited our family doctor in the 1970s, the doctor was puzzled that he had never before seen him as a patient. When asked the date of his last physical exam, Dad replied that it must have been my Navy physical in World War I. Dad and Mother also took care of most of the boys' health needs. There was no visit to a doctor when Ward fell from a tree limb some 20 feet above the ground, or when Dad accidentally ran over his leg with the car, nor when Arnold Sellstrom drove our farm wagon across a bumpy plowed field and Adrian fell off. We shouted, "Stop!" and Arnold did, right on Adrian's neck. When he observed this, he eased the horses back, and we carried the unconscious lad to the house, where he recovered that evening. Or when I built a pulley swing on a dry tree limb, and it broke. Yours truly plummeted down, quickly followed by the whole contraption, which bounced off my head. Or when Winton was kicked in the head by Beauty, a nervous horse. Or when he dropped out of a tree and a nail pierced right through his foot. But when Adrian was accidentally shot in the ankle by a .22 rifle and Mike had appendicitis, a doctor's visit was in order. Yet we all survived intact. Conditions improved somewhat around 1935 when rural mail service was initiated as one of Roosevelt's New Deal reforms to create jobs and better serve farm families. Three openings were for rural mail carriers based in Roseau, available competitively to people with their own car. Dad still had an old Ford in working order and applied for a position. He got the top score on the written exam and also had the advantage of being fluent in Swedish and able to understand Norwegian. Many of his route patrons were immigrants who knew little or no English. Dad took this job very seriously and served his route 6 days weekly along 30 or 40 miles of often muddy or snow-covered dirt roads northwest of Roseau. But his patrons really appreciated his dedication and were there with horses to help him out when he was stuck in the deep mud or drifted snow. After a really bad storm, he sometimes asked one of the boys to ride with him and help with the shoveling and pushing when the car got stuck in the mud or snow. I remember one such event after a terrible blizzard. We set forth the next morning just after the main highway was plowed. Dad and I drove through town, picked up the mail, and dug our way through a 7-foot snowbank to access his route. Carl Listug, the local undertaker, spotted us at work and unleashed his famous horse laugh. You're going out on your route," he exclaimed. "Unbelievable." But we served most of the route, eventually walking 10 miles between us to reach snowbound houses. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.